Violent winds, intense rains, massive power outages. Telltale signs that Hurricane Irene has hit the United States. The powerful storm barreled ashore in the eastern state of North Carolina Saturday, flooding streets and toppling trees. American Red Cross spokesperson Kate Meyer is there and tells VOA that even away from the coast, conditions are worrying.
When I was driving to the shelter, a tree branch hit the windshield of my car, which was terrifying. Fortunately, you know, everything was okay, and that's what we're seeing here is some downed branches, but hopefully not a lot of damage in this immediate area. But knowing that I'm 150 miles inland and that it's that much worse on the coast is pretty frightening.
Along with organizations like the Red Cross, federal, state, and local authorities have mobilized resources to confront the storm, which is on track to move up the U.S. East Coast. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says officials anticipate heavy rain, flooding, and significant power outages throughout the region. There is also a threat of tornadoes.
Irene remains a large and dangerous storm. People need to take it seriously. People need to be prepared.
Top emergency coordinators in Washington also got a visit from President Obama Saturday.
This is still obviously going to be a touch-and-go situation for a lot of communities.
Already there have been large-scale evacuations and thousands of flight cancellations. In New York City, the entire public transit system, including subway trains and buses, shut down Saturday for the first time ever. The storm is expected to reach the city and its surrounding areas on Sunday. Red Cross spokesman Steve Bayer is on New York's Long Island, where he says the organization is prepared with shelters that can care for thousands of people.
We have registered nurses, and in some cases even doctors, and we have a lot of mental health professionals that come to us, volunteer their time to work in our shelters. Because it is a pretty heavy load for people who have left their house. They don't know where their animals are.
The Red Cross says its response to Irene could be one of the largest it has undertaken in recent memory. The organization is responding in more than a dozen states and says it could take weeks, even months, to be able to fully address the disaster. National Hurricane Center forecaster Todd Kimberlane says the problem with Irene is its path.
It's dangerous in the sense that this part of the country is not used to receiving many hurricane strikes. In fact, New England has not received a hurricane strike in 20 years. The Mid-Atlantic states, the last hurricane was Isabel in 2003. So this is a significant weather system for this part of the country.
Kimberlane says Irene is not the strongest hurricane and nowhere close to 2005's devastating Hurricane Katrina, but he says it is still capable of causing damage. Alex Villarreal, VOA News, Washington.